The retirement of the baby boomer generation will not only cause big shifts in the property and labour markets, it will also have a big impact on the succession planning of family businesses, which remain a mainstay of economies. According to a global survey released this morning, trillions of dollars worth of businesses will shift into the hands of new managers and owners over the next decade. And it won't always be the firstborn son who inherits the business. Dr. Richard Shrapnel is a partner with Pitcher Partners, the business advisory firm which compiled the report with Swinburne University. He's speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.
Richard Shrapnel, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
So, big changes ahead as the baby boomers exit family businesses. Does this mean gender bias in terms of succession planning will exit with them? I mean, can we expect as many daughters will take over the family business as sons?
I think daughters are still tracking behind sons. They're not equal yet, but certainly the trend is towards a lot more daughters being able to step up and being willing to step up and I think being given the opportunity to step up.
So are we seeing that trend happening now? You say that daughters still lag behind. I mean, what are the figures?
If you look at the number of sons, which in actual fact stepping up, there's about a 5% difference. Daughters are lagging about 5% behind. It's not a large percentage, and the trend has been changing. If you look at about 70% of businesses say our daughters are part of the executive team. If you look at the sons are tracking about 75% part of the executive team.
Well, that doesn't seem much difference because when you kind of look from the outside in, it seems a fairly entrenched bias in the family business world. I mean, when you look at the sort of Packer and the Murdoch families, for example, the eldest born in both those families are daughters, but the sons have inherited there or look set to inherit. But you say that that gap is narrowing.
And I think globally that's something of the past. The next generation has very much has shifted that. And the family unit and how that family unit is comprised also has changed quite dramatically. So it's no longer the older son. It's no longer only the sons. It can now be a younger son. It can be a younger daughter. It's whoever is the best candidate, I think, is a good way to look at it now.
Well, the benefits of opening up succession planning to both genders would seem fairly obvious. As you say, a wider range of skills and talent can be tapped. I mean, what else will it mean? I mean, will it mean more family businesses might stay in the family when the scions retire if they can pass on to daughters as well as sons?
Yes, there's been a pattern in the past that what was passed over was the family business and it was the same business. That has changed now, and what is now being passed over is the passion for business, an existing business which can be remoulded to be more competitive in the future, and therefore the candidature of who should lead that and how they should lead it is quite open. So allowing the daughters to step into that role provides a much wider breadth. We've also in the past, I think, thought that children have an obligation to step into businesses. That has also now changed, and the pattern very much is it right for the children to come in the business? Is this a good career opportunity for them? And should we in actual fact burden them? And I think that's some of the baggage which is holding family businesses from being transitioned effectively. If we look at the stats for Australia, is 81% of the baby boomers generation have yet to put in place a succession plan. They've only got about another 3 to 5 years to do that before they are in their 70s, so time is running out.
Mm-hmm. Well, your report surveyed more than 2,500 businesses across 56 economies globally, but it did find that in Australia, family-run businesses still are often sold rather than passed on to the next generation, unlike in other countries. Why is that?
Yes, in Australia there seems to be a strong preference across all the criteria to exit from the business and not see the business as a legacy. It's a troubling statistic because you wonder what it's going to mean for the competitiveness of our small businesses, which make up the bulk of the economy in the future. I think there's a number of patterns there. Maybe we don't have the history that some of the European and other countries have in terms of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 generations of business passing through. I believe in many cases we think the children should provide an opportunity to do other things, and we simply don't consider that coming into our business may in actual fact be the best option. The family business, however, is a significant asset and provides a freedom, an entrepreneurship for people to pursue, and it shouldn't be ignored. I think also that we've just seen having a degree, having a qualification, having a professional career is something better than being in business, and I think that's a a thought process we have to challenge and reverse.
Mm-hmm. Is it necessarily a bad thing, though, if the business is sold rather than passed on, particularly if the talent's not there in the next generation, or if there's, as we've seen with generational change in family businesses, that there can be a lot of squabbling, a lot of bad decisions made based on sort of, you know, the money, you know, sort of tied up in those businesses? I mean, is it always a bad thing that Australians might decide, Australian families might decide better to sell it to another company that can grow the business?
No, I think if there's not the appropriate people within the business enterprise to step forward and take it over, then certainly selling it's not the worst thing. However, the option of retaining the business, retaining the equity in the business, and putting external management to run the business is a good option also. And it concerns me as we head towards 2020, as a lot of baby boomers are going to have to exit, that they leave it too late, and how are they in actual fact going to release the businesses into the market or to find that talent to come in management? Are we going to suddenly find a glut of these small businesses hitting the market and no one willing or interested in buying them? And so, the impact it may have on our economy and our retirement fund.
Right. Well, as you say, the sector will experience a major generational shift that we haven't experienced before in our economies as that baby boomer generation exits. So are you saying, given the lack of planning, that there is a recipe for instability here?
I think there's a great risk for those who are not thinking well ahead of the curve. They may be left behind, and their sense of what the business is worth may just disappear. On the other side, of course, where there's risk, there's opportunity for those who are ahead of the curve to either get the management in or to exit the business early. But I think more importantly for the new generation of business leaders to come through and to consolidate, to pick the eyes out of the market and to really build strong businesses. I think the other risk is if we see the baby boomers generation exiting in an unorganised way, what's going to happen to those decades of business experience and lessons which we've learned? Are they going to be lost to the Australian economy? And again, what impact is this going to have on our competitiveness as a nation?
Well, we do underestimate the role of family businesses in the economy. That's for sure. It's a mainstay, as your report finds. We'll have to leave it there. Thanks very much.
Thank you for your time.
That's Dr. Richard Shrapnel. He's a partner with Pitcher Partners and a co-author of the global report Succession Reset, Family Business Succession in the 21st Century, which we launched this morning by the Federal Small Business Minister, Bruce Bilson. And he was speaking with our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell.